Great. So, hi. Today we are going to do an oral history about the queer community in Baltimore and Washington. We specifically are aiming to focus on queer individuals culture queer individuals of culture, oh, sorry, queer individuals of color's cultural heritage. And we will be talking today to Paula Neira. And we will be talking about the health resources in Baltimore that our queer community can access. And so I'm Serena. I will be one of the interviewers today.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I am another one of the interviewers today.
Awesome. Let's start with Paula. If you can just do a brief introduction of yourself. This can include any identities or experiences that you feel like are good to highlight before we get started into the questions.
Sure. Thanks for inviting me to participate in giving an oral history. So my name is Paula Neira. My pronouns are she and her. I was assigned male when I was born. I am a woman, and I transitioned in the 1990s. My three-word bio is always Navy nurse lawyer. I'm a Naval Academy graduate. I was an officer in the Navy, and I had to sacrifice my career in the Navy when I accepted my gender identity. Because in the early 90s, that was not something that was acceptable. So I went to nursing school, and then, I've been a nurse now since 1994. And my background in nursing is in emergency nursing. I'm a certified emergency nurse, and I focused my career on adult ER care and trauma resuscitation. And after being a nurse for about 5 years, I went to law school.